California cities make progress on fiscal transparency. Commentary. Every city in California has a story, especially when it comes to its financial stability. And since there are 482 of them in the state, I've broken it down into 9 regions, following Caltrans district boundaries as closely as possible to provide a look into each city's fiscal situation. The region that includes Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Kern counties has 36 cities, completing their required annual audit for the year ending June 30, 2021, was not a high priority for this part of the state. Less than half, 16, were able to have their independent certified public accounting firms complete their audits on or before December 31, 2021. I have identified them with an asterisk. If you live in one of these cities, be sure to give your city council and the finance department an attaboy. 10 cities completed their audits by March 31, 2022. I have identified them with the pound sign. The following 10 cities make up the last third of the zone: Santa Maria, Arvin, Bakersfield, Santa Paula, Port Hueneme, Fillmore, California City, McFarland, Shafter, and Taft. The city of Taft blames the pandemic, loss of staff members, and an inability to hire replacement staff in a timely manner for their extremely late completion of this critical annual responsibility. Officials say the city is also facing a financial crisis, which it partially blames on 2 prisons closing and the state's extreme regulations on the oil and gas industry. Most cities have websites that provide their annual comprehensive financial reports, including the annual audit. The city of Atascadero is not user-friendly, but former Mayor Heather Moreno provided me with a good link. She is now serving as the 5th District County Supervisor for San Luis Obispo. Now that all the reports have been published for 2021, let's take each city's unrestricted net position for governmental activities, divide it by its population, and come up with a per capita dollar amount. With this simple metric, we can rank these 36 cities from the strongest balance sheet to the weakest. The graph providing the long-awaited results is provided below. While most of the cities stayed in place, 2 cities moved up 4 or more positions, and 4 cities dropped 4 or more positions. What happened that improved cities or has them sliding in the wrong direction? The city of Goleta reflected revenues in excess of expenditures on its statement of activities of $13.6 million, explaining 90% of the growth in its unrestricted net position. The city increased its liabilities by $9.9 million from the financing lease related to the purchase of its city hall building during the prior fiscal year, and it was reflected in the cost of land and construction in progress of $9 million. This suburb of neighboring Santa Barbara moved up 6 positions. The city of Ojai enjoyed revenues in excess of expenditures of $4.7 million, explaining the improvement to its unrestricted net position and moving it up 4 positions. The cities of Delano, Atascadero, and Guadalupe each dropped 4 positions. The city of Delano saw its unrestricted net position drop $10.7 million, thanks to expenditures in excess of revenues of $10.6 million. Atascadero dropped by sitting still, watching Ojai, Arvin, and McFarland improve just enough to move ahead of it. The city of Guadalupe is one of the few that does not provide a page listing all of its ACFARs by year. It only has its June 30th, 2021 ACFAR available to link to. This city, although enjoying revenues in excess of expenditures, has been slowly increasing the size of its unrestricted net deficit over the last 2 years. But without providing its 2020 ACFAR, the reasons will have to wait until it steps up to the level of neighboring cities when it comes to disclosure. The city of Paso Robles dropped 8 positions. Although it had revenues in excess of expenditures of $12 million, its unrestricted net position dropped by $10.8 million. Increasing restricted assets by $8.7 million explains part of it. Making investments in land and buildings may have also played a part. The top 7 cities maintained their positions, and for the most part, so did the bottom 9 cities. The year July 1st, 2020, to June 30th, 2021, saw the bulk of the state's pandemic lockdowns. To see most of the cities holding their own is encouraging news. Now, if things could just get back to normal, Perhaps the laggards can get back into the proper discipline and complete their audits within 6 months. TAF's finance director, Teresa Vinkley, assured me, "We are still working the process with our auditors to get the other fiscal years caught up." Hang in there, Teresa. We're rooting for you.